My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Well, well, the dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, coming in hot already, and it's not even 9:40.
Don't ruin this one for Mitch. Come on.
Saturday night will be scoop your eyeballs out with a spoon night.
Daryl Ryder joins us right now, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, boys. If you didn't enjoy last Saturday's game, boy, do we have a treat for you tomorrow night.
Come on, Daryl. What's your problem?
Saturday night will be scoop your eyeballs out with a spoon night.
We are your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan.
Use your ears. You get to keep your ears.
Yes, I would recommend listening to the game, watching it.
Yeah. Way to cover up for your previous comments. I've been there. It's okay. Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers.
Always cover the back door, Ken.
Cleveland's premier jewelry store. And Mitch, that's definitely going to be there. Mitch
is busy this morning.
I gotta gather myself here.
Did Daryl go down to the store before the show? He's got a little jolt in him.
Daryl just threw a brushback pitch onto here, and I gotta get myself back in the box. Mitch is going to his first Browns event. Okay. Is it? He's 26 years old. He's a grown man. He's never actually been inside the stadium. I told him, like, hey, you got to walk around, take a look, let us know what you think of the stadium here while we're having this big stadium talk.
Well, he probably has three football teams that he roots for,
that's true. I mean, Mitch is a man of little substance and a whole lot of deviance. But, Daryl, does this count as his first Browns game?
No.
Ooh.
No. No.
Explain why. Show your work.
Show my work. It's just how I feel about it. That's my work. Yeah.
Listen to the emperor over here.
A preseason game. I can't really count that as your first Browns game.
Okay.
It's your first trip to the stadium, I guess, right? He's never been to the stadium at all?
He's never been inside the stadium.
Okay.
He's only seen it.
So he's driven by it, but he's never actually been inside it. Okay.
Yeah. It's
okay, Mitch. You haven't missed much.
Okay.
See, this is ridiculous.
What's your problem?
I'm just giving you a hard time.
You are the heel of heels right now. Why am I taking it?
Well, Daryl, yesterday we were a little confused because we were told earlier in the week on Monday that Deshaun Watson, obviously not going to play in this game, but will be playing in the Seattle game. And then yesterday it would appear, judging by the reaction of Deshaun Watson, that he seemed like he was blindsided by that information. You took it differently, though.
Yeah. I think it was just Deshaun playing things close to the vest, not wanting to reveal anything. But he knows what's going on. Like, I mean, let me turn it around on you guys. Do you honestly believe that Kevin Stefanski told us, the people that cover the team, that the plan is for him to play in Seattle in the preseason finale, but didn't bother to tell his starting quarterback, when he always responds to, I need to talk to the players first. Mm. I need to tell the players. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm using some common sense here. I also talked to a couple of people yesterday. Deshaun knew. I think that was just part of, he maybe didn't want to reveal something because he wasn't sure if Stefanski had revealed that and things like that. But, his facial expression was not like one of surprise. I mean, he kind of maintained the same facial expression during the whole 15-minute media session. But I'm very confident in telling you that he knew exactly what the preseason plan was for him, because Kevin Stefanski communicated that to him.
Daryl, I think I was just wondering if there was a chance that it wasn't cemented when he had said it on Monday. Because remember he did say it was the plan.
Right, exactly. And phrasing does matter, right? He says the plan is for him to play. Plans change, right? So based on what I've seen in training camp to this point, I think it's fairly important that Deshaun plays at some point in this preseason, which obviously the only thing that's going to be left will be that preseason finale. I think it's important that he gets some snaps. That's just me.
Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Matthew Coller from Purple Insider was on with Peterlin last night. He said the Browns offense looked terrible against their defense. Are you concerned about the offense? I'll give you our answer, what we said, after you give your answer.
I am, but I also understand it's training camp. They are working on stuff, but and that's why I asked Kevin Stefanski the two questions that I asked him yesterday after practice. One, are they still doing an install? Because at times it feels like they're still doing the install. He said no. When you get to this point in training camp, and he was respectful about it, but I get it. At this point in camp, you're not doing install. You're trying to pare things down a little bit and really start to work on the things that you do well. So I followed up with, okay, do you feel like you've got a pretty good chunk of things that you do well? Because I'm going to be honest with you, Ken and Anthony, I've not seen a lot in camp where this offense does things well and consistently well. You can't run behind Nick Chubb and lean on that anymore, right? Because he's still coming back from his injury. The offensive line is having some problems at the tackle position. So there's questions with protection up front. The passing game has been consistently inconsistent for a variety of reasons. Guys coming in and out of the lineup, right? You know, one day Jerry Jeudy's practicing, the next day he's not practicing. Amari Cooper got banged up yesterday. There's just nothing they're doing right now where I'm like, wow, they do that really, really well, and that is going to be a foundation piece for the upcoming season offensively. I have not seen it consistently to be able to say that.
Daryl, the offensive line is something I think we're all paying attention to, because we've taken it for granted over the years. We have been one of the few teams in the NFL that you can set your watch to every single year. That offensive line is going to be top five in the NFL. Are you worried a little bit that it might not be the case this year?
Yeah, I am. We don't have a timetable really on Jed Wills. We don't have a timetable on Jack Conklin. Of course, both players coming off knee surgeries last year, ACL, MCL for Conklin, MCL for Wills. But they need both of those players. DeJuan Jones right now does not look like the DeJuan Jones we saw on the field during last season. He looks closer to the guy we saw coming out of rookie minicamp. Now, not that bad, but I'm just saying, like, it looks like he's taken a little bit of a step back here. And that's not to say he can't, you know, find it before the regular season, but especially on the left tackle side of things, James Hudson is now sharing reps with Hakeem Adeniji. You're also seeing Ifedi get rotated in there. So obviously there's a competition now going on at left tackle. Read into that what you may. So, yeah, I think it's fair. The interior line's fine.
Read into what at left tackle? Read into what? Tell me what to read in.
The read in is that they don't have a guy there yet without Jed Wills. They've not settled on any one particular player being that
guy. Are you concerned about him at the beginning of the season? Or if he'll be out there in the beginning of the season here?
I'm concerned of both of them. And until I see these guys on the practice field doing something, I'm going to be concerned about their availability going into week one. We've got a couple of weeks yet, but, you know, I'm just being very realistic about that situation. Both guys are coming off knee surgery. It's completely understandable if they're not ready week one.
Daryl, when it comes to this defense and a lot of videos that I've seen so far highlighting Martin Emerson looking like a total lockdown. Obviously, we know Denzel Ward, when he's able to play, the concussions notwithstanding, might be as elite as it gets in the NFL. Could that actually be the more impressive part of this team than even the defensive line?
Yeah, I mean, MJ Emerson went toe-to-toe with Justin Jefferson this week. That was a lot of fun to watch on the practice field. It really was. I think this defense is going to have to carry this team early in the season until this offense can find their bearings and get going. You know, we just want folks to understand and not flip out if in week one the offense doesn't look great or, you know, they're, you know, whatever, right? They're going to need time. That's my biggest takeaway from training camp is this offense is going to need some time to find itself. But the defense should be able to carry them. That secondary looks really, really good. Emerson might be Andrew Berry's finest draft pick. That was a lot of fun to watch at practice, Justin, and the talking that went back and forth between these two as well. It was a classic matchup, and it'd be a lot of fun to see in a regular season game for sure.
Stinger from Mike Hall going to be out for a while, eh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would assume as much, but as Kevin Stefanski tends to do, no timetables on anyone. But he did not practice yesterday. And we'll see if he's on the field next week.
All right. Daryl Ryder brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Did you hear the mayor, Ed Orcutt, of Brook Park, and the city council president, Blaine Griffin, with us on the show earlier this week?
Yeah. One wants the dome and the other one doesn't.
Who do you think made a better case?
I would say Brook Park.
Okay, why?
Well, because if the lakefront is such a core piece of downtown Cleveland, then why do parking lots surround the stadium for 30 years? Like, you would have done something with it already. For me, the talk is cheap. You can sit there and clutch your pearls all you want. My other thing, too, is if your business is dependent upon 8 Browns home games this year, you may want to reevaluate your business a little bit. Yes, it helps the economy, but the reality is most Browns fans, they drive in from the suburbs, they park in the parking lot, they fire up their grills, they drink their beers, they walk to the stadium, watch the game, then walk back to their cars and drive home to the suburbs. Yes, there is a segment that hits up West 6th. It's great atmosphere. Our tailgate is awesome. But the reality is, like, the Browns are, in my view, are not the economic driver for downtown Cleveland that the Cleveland Guardians and the Cleveland Cavaliers and that Gateway Complex is. If one of those two teams left downtown Cleveland, from my standpoint, that would be cataclysmic.
Yeah, Darryl, I'm not buying that part of the argument from anyone at all about how much Cleveland's going to lose. First of all, if you end up with that state-of-the-art facility and it's in Brook Park, and you expand the RTA, and you make sure that people can just walk
Anthony,
from their hotel rooms.
The lakefront line barely runs for Browns games, right?
I know. They've definitely curtailed some of the activity. So what I'm saying is, Daryl, that imagine you have a Super Bowl. Imagine you have the big events, the Final Four, anything.
Right.
Every downtown Cleveland hotel is going to be jamming. There are going to be events all over the city. And then people can also get on the RTA and go right down to the stadium when it's time to watch that sporting event. So downtown's not going to lose out big time if the Browns aren't there.
Right. And there are teams in the NFL that don't even play in the same county, that don't even play in the same state, that play an hour away from their cities. And this is across the street from Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on land that used to be owned by the city of Cleveland. So it's not like the Browns are moving out to Richfield or they're moving out to the middle of Medina County or something like that. And also, too, the adjoining complex that the Haslams are offering, right, offering to spend $1 to $1.4 of their own money, and they should. If they're going to make the money on it, they should spend it. But to build things that can help Hopkins Airport, hotels. There's no hotel on campus at Hopkins Airport anymore. It closed. They're going to demolish it.
Wait a minute. That Sheraton ain't running?
No. It's an empty shell. They gutted it, and it's coming down.
I swear to God, I had no idea.
Yeah. So there's no hotel on campus.
There's no starving artist thing anymore there?
If you want to get something to eat, you have to be past the security checkpoints,
but
right?
No, Daryl.
Sorry, that went over my head.
Starving artist.
Go ahead, Daryl.
I'm sure we have plenty of those.
Daryl heard starving and just thought, because, well, I'm the one saying it.
All
so
those
artsy
people died of the famine if they were relying on that place.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Artist.
Oh, my God.
But the point is that the adjoining complex for the Dome can also help the airport as well and create something that just isn't there either. So, you know, I think, I'll be honest with you, I think we're at a point right now. The Cleveland and council politicians have teamed up to fight the Browns on the Dome and try and keep the team downtown. And I think ultimately what this is going to come down to when push comes to shove, while Jimmy Haslam and the Haslam Sports Group are offering to invest $2.6 billion into
more.
That complex, they're probably going to have to spend even more money than that, because the $1.2 billion public contribution, as I believe it was said on your show multiple times, that dog won't hunt.
Ooh, Daryl Ryder.
Did I get the quote correct? Like, isn't that what they said?
You've been throwing gas lately, Daryl. The strongest, I mean, Monday was going after it. The whole thing, I mean, what you said about DeJuan Jones, I wanted to fight you.
Really?
To fight you. Yeah, I love DeJuan Jones.
Oh, so do I. I don't think he looks the same this year as he did last year.
He's coming off a knee injury, Daryl.
Yeah, okay.
Strong opinions from Daryl. Keep it up, man. I respect you. I love you. I got something I want to speculate in the break, but Daryl, we thank you very much for your time.
Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy the game tomorrow night, Ken.
You'll be there too, Daryl.
And he's gloating.
You'll be there too. Yeah, you'll be there too. What are you happy because you get to stand up, sit in the press box, and you're praying for it to rain on me tomorrow, aren't you?
I am not praying for it to rain. I am not. I swear, Ken.
We're
going to
be talking about Major League Baseball at 8:45, but Daryl Ryder is a Major League bastard with the way he's been talking to me lately.
Love you, Ken.
I love you too, Daryl. Take care. Daryl Ryder, can I speculate a little bit? I mean, you do have Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse that was just redone. We've heard a couple of things here and there about plans when David Blitzer were to take over as principal owner of the Guardians. I don't know when that is. Who knows? I mean, they're both downtown. You have to imagine that they probably wouldn't be thrilled about a Brook Park neighborhood being built over there. Their investment might have something to do with this.
Well, a lot of people had...
I can't help but speculate. I got to throw it out there.
I had definitely gotten some speculation from some people...
Maybe it's reckless. Maybe he has to
hit
the horn. I'm not sure.
Who would be in the know when it comes to Cuyahoga County, but that, you know, the Cavs would not be thrilled if they felt that they had to compete for certain events with what could be happening in Brook Park. Now, we've talked about that. Like, what are the types of events they'd truly be competing for? Because we know they can't at Rocket Mortgage get a Final Four. They can't get a WrestleMania. They can't get a Super Bowl and so on and so on. So, but people tell me there are some events they'd be worried about, and there's only so much to go around. And to your point, look, finite amount of money in this region, and it is tough to think about expansion in multiple different areas that are only how many, 10 miles apart, 12 miles apart?
It's like some people say, like they make it out to be like Brook Park is in the sticks. And it's like, no, it buttresses right up against the city. It's right there.
Yeah, it's close.
I believe some people disagree that the land used to be Cleveland. I'm not sure how that works. I didn't ask the mayor about that yesterday, whether or not that land used to be Cleveland. Like, everybody keeps saying, well, you swapped that land out for the IX
Center. Well, the IX Center.
And I didn't know that was...
And obviously the airport.
Excuse me. It's not that I didn't know that that was true. There's some people saying that that's not necessarily true from way back when. So I don't know. I don't want to say things I don't necessarily know right off the top of my head, which might be laughable to some folks. But just when you're looking for the sports dollar, there's only so many people in the area. There's only so many dollars to go around. There's only so many tourism folks that are going to come in here. People are touring and checking it out. Only so many tourists. They're all businessmen. They're three businessmen.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And they are going to be competitive for whatever dollar that they can get. And when you build a brand new facility over there in Brook Park, that's going to look incredible. Again, the Superdome just doesn't host football. All right, Madison Square Garden is seven floors of hell. No, it's
there's
seven
multiple
floors
events, almost 365
yes,
there.
Yeah. Yes, they have a lot of different things. So you'd have to imagine that a brand new football stadium is going to have multiple areas, not just that that house football in that major spot
Can host events. That's going to be
you might have a convention center built right onto it.
There's going to be a team of individuals whose job is to keep that filled as many days. Lucas Oil, I remember I went to their website and they boasted about having nearly 400 events last year. 400. Yes. Guys, how many events does Cleveland Browns Stadium have in a year?
You would have to think. And I'm not saying that anybody's in anybody's pocket. That is not what I'm implying whatsoever. But you would have to think that as this starts to move, because we're just now digging our heels in. The mayor of Brook Park didn't sound interested at all in some sort of a land swap
swap
or annexation. I thought that was the only time that guy was maybe willing to crack a smile yesterday. Which I was getting texts from other government officials about the interview. He's like, man, good guy, great interview. And I'm going, I don't know. I made General Milley laugh at one point. I couldn't make this guy laugh, for crying out loud. My gosh. But other than that, it was a respectful interview.
He's very focused right
very
now.
Very focused, man, certainly.
Guys, this is, I know this is what turns people off when it becomes a political struggle, but there's only one place to go here. There's so much money at stake. It's inevitable that politics are going to be involved in this. And when you're talking about local, regional, and state politics, all at a nexus, right? They're all converging at the same time, fighting for the same amount of dollars. And then you have a football team worth what could be $4-plus yes. billion. Dollars. Yeah, folks, now, politics can be a huge part of this.
Now, David Gilbert, because what I'm about to wonder next, David Gilbert, it would be, like, if they built the stadium, David Gilbert, as of now, and hopefully as of the future, would still be in charge of presentation yeah. for big events and things like that. For that stadium,
I'll be
true.
Sending my resume in.
All right, so this is what I'm thinking here. David Gilbert is a talented man, and I've extolled his virtues many times. The people in Indianapolis and the people in Chicago and the people in Detroit, for crying out loud, can't be thrilled.
No. They don't want it. I guarantee you those
so you
places
might,
don't want
we're
it.
Just starting to dig our heels in now. You heard the mayor of Brook Park. You heard Blaine Griffin. And thanks to both of them for coming on. And hopefully we'll get them both again. Because this ain't going to end anytime soon. You have to think that people in those three cities, those representations, are looking at Cleveland and aren't necessarily thrilled. Because before, there's just certain things that we just cannot house. We can't house a Big Ten championship.
Can't throw our hat into the ring.
Can't do all those other things there. Then if we can, well, now you have a guy like David Gilbert there. There's going to be some things that I think has raised some eyebrows of other major cities in the region, of the Midwest, going, Cleveland's hosting this and that. Oh, yeah, David Gilbert's very good at what he's done. His team is very good at what they do. And so they brought in a lot of events, but you mentioned it last week. Is that, all right, you already had your All-Star game in both basketball and baseball. It's going to be a while before that. You've already had the RNC. Probably going to be a while before the
next
one there.
We're getting that draft back. We're getting the NFL draft back. Come on. That's ridiculous.
You would hope so. I think maybe Roger Goodell would love to host a Super Bowl and an NFL draft in a brand new stadium. Maybe that's possible for him. 216-474-0092. It's just, you have to think about these things. And Daryl's obviously it has been at the forefront of all of this. You think about it night and day in a lot of cases. Because now we are starting to just get to it. And nobody started to use some really strong language yet. I hope we never get to that, which you know what I'm talking about there. Yeah. And with the team that's in town, remember, Ziggy Wolf used some strong language, got on a plane and saw some other things in some other areas of the country. And it scared the bejesus out of the fans in Minnesota. I don't want to get to that level. And I don't think either any parties of that want to get to that either. So I know there's some tough talking going on right now, and we're grabbing a hold on each other in this, but you got to make sure it doesn't get too crazy. Let me get to John in Highland Heights real quick. You're next up on the Fan.
Morning, Ken and Lima. How we doing?
John, we're doing okay. Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, so I just, I'm a little puzzled. I know Cleveland, the battle with the stadium has been going on for 30-plus years now, but I'm confused just because it seems like such an able opportunity for the city to grow and foster in 4 years when that lease is up and they tear down the stadium if they build a new one. That's lakefront property, and in their letters and everything, I'm just puzzled by their fascination with having to keep it in Cleveland when you could put up beautiful apartment buildings right on the water and they'd be sold out instantly.
Well, I understand what
they're... And he's right. John is exactly right.
You are right about that. And I thought about that. I was having that conversation last Saturday with a friend. I go, man, you look at this area. Football and a stadium has been on that land for 90 years, just about, give or take, right? So you have that land that's been used for sports. You could take that stadium out. You could make another reef out there in Lake Erie. Have two stadium reefs out there over the last 50 years. And you could build something new on top of that. But Blaine Griffin's right. That's going to take 10 to 15 years to get that project finished. All these guys are going to be out. They're going to be looking for different things. You know, Blaine Griffin said by that time he's going to want to be retired. Let's be serious. Do you think Mayor Bibb wants to be the mayor of Cleveland forever? So he doesn't want to be known as the guy that let the second guy that let the Browns technically leave the city. So that is, he knows that that's going to be used okay. against him for whatever he runs for in the future.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yep. I appreciate that input.
And in 10 to 15 years, John, and thank you very much for the call. Like if the Browns were to move to Brook Park today and that stadium gets built and Browns fans probably would be happy with it, this, that, and the other. You might have in 10 to 15 years. Boy, look at this business district they have right here on the lakefront. You got these high-rise apartment buildings there. Boy, that thing looks really, really nice. This ended up being a good investment for the city of Cleveland. It ended up being a good investment for Brook Park and the Bruins. Everybody's happy, except for the current guys who are trying to move on, because if you're running against Justin Pibb, you're using that. If you're running against any one of these people, Chris Ronayne, any of them, you're using that against them. Okay, for the next 10 to 15 years. And they might win in 15 years from what this looks like. But as of right now, you got to kind of get people on your side there. So, this is wrestling. We're grabbing holds here with each other. I got to say this real quick, because I think Major League Baseball actually has some good ideas, and I got to get to that at 8:45 with your Cleveland Guardians. Have you paid attention to CeeDee Lamb?
I have.
Have you paid attention to Ja'Marr Chase?
I have.
Folks, we got a team in the division where their wide receiver doesn't want to come to practice. We got a team we are playing week one that their wide receiver doesn't want to come to practice. And Jerry Jones is talking tough. And they're looking at the Cowboys going, well, what do you give us? You give us 12 wins every single year. But you got CeeDee Lamb getting upset, dropping balls. You got Dak Prescott throwing pick sixes in the playoffs there. They are freaking out in Dallas to start this season. And I'm wringing my hands like an evil villain going, yeah, keep it going. Keep it into week one. Do the Chris Jones thing. Keep this going into week one.
I felt the same way.
And for anything with Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals, I hope that continues to kingdom come. I know it probably wouldn't continue until the Browns were to play the Bengals. I'm not saying that. Anything that bothers the Bengals with their wide receiver situation is something that I want to take advantage of. I know the offense, we're trying to get our stuff together there. We're trying to make sure all our players are healthy. We're trying to make sure Deshaun Watson has a good season this year. I can't help but look over to another yard and go, man, CeeDee Lamb's still not one to be there. We're racking up fine.
Or Jerry Jones is doing interviews.
Jerry Jones is doing interviews. Exactly. It's like, man, this is good stuff for us. Just want to make sure it continues. So, yeah, I root for CeeDee Lamb to continue to not show up and to not want to practice, even if it's going to upset Micah Parsons, even if it's going to upset Trevon Diggs, even if it's going to upset other members of the Dallas Cowboys. Don't care. Christopher McDonald, the man who plays the brilliant actor that plays Shooter McGavin in Happy Gilmore. He was on the podcast, the emerging podcast scene, back in March, and he had broken some news. And that podcast is available, 923thefan.com.
That was an all-timer.
Which, can I lay in a little Easter egg for everybody real quick. Mm-hmm. Let me lay in a little Easter egg for everybody for 2 second trivia coming up in about 10 days. Chance to win Roman Burgers. Go back to 923thefan.com. Click on the emerging podcast scene. Listen to this last episode. What's the name of Mitch's uncle that was in the Godfather movies?
I like this.
And there's another one for you. What's the name of my great uncle who claims that he was married to Marilyn Monroe? It's brought to you by Extend Technologies. It's live 10:15. Every Tuesday and Thursday. Those will be questions in the emerging podcast scene, or in the 2 second trivia from the emerging podcast scene.
And you will win a Wada Doodle.
Waffle Doodle. Well, it's a 4-pack of combo meals. You can get whatever you want with it. If you want to get a Waffle Doodle.
You're definitely going to get a Waffle Doodle.
They're made with Belgian waffles.
Oh, come on.
Flown in from Brussels. I didn't remember the country.
It's incredible.
Belgian waffles. Do we have Christmas?
Belgium is question. The country. Brussels is just a
Brussels sprout. is the capital of sprout. Of Belgium.
We're doing sprout.
I know my Belgians. So Christopher McDonald was on the podcast scene, the emerging podcast scene, back in March, and he had mentioned that there's a Happy Gilmore 2 coming out. Golf Digest came out with an article yesterday. He actually had to sign an NDA after that interview to not divulge any more information. Adam Sandler went on TV. He was on with Dan Patrick. Says, yeah, and there was the couple of DJs comment that Christopher McDonald had told a couple of DJs that there was going to be a Happy Gilmore 2, and they are working on a Happy Gilmore 2 right now. But McDonald said he had to sign an NDA because it had broken out, even though it was a couple of weeks later. The process is that, quote, I signed an NDA because I kind of let it leak out. McDonald said on the Loop podcast, which you tried to click on, you couldn't find that audio. So there you go. But that's from Golf Digest. So no more leaks.
You know
what could happen in Happy Gilmore 2.
That's very sad. It's sad because you did not take advantage of him in any way, shape, or form. You just asked him an innocent question without provocation.
I did not lead him to give up anything. It was very odd, and we freaked out. We were very excited about him telling us that. So we are looking forward to Happy Gilmore 2. Major League Baseball keeps coming up with incredible ideas. Outstanding ideas. There is a chance that by next year, you have the pitch clock. You see what the pitch clock has done. and what you've seen with the throwing over to first base, there is conversations amongst Major League Baseball in the commissioner's office. It could do two things at once here. It could make you strategize more and could save on arms and save on time on the mound. Commissioner's office is thinking about starting pitchers to spend more time on the mound, pitching deeper into the games, and less time in the operating room undergoing surgery on their arms by making a requirement that starting pitchers go six innings in a baseball game. The league has discussed the limit to the size of pitching staffs and the double hook DH, according to sources familiar with this discussion. This is from ESPN. Some belief around the game, however, the one idea could be a panacea, requiring starting pitchers to go at least six innings every time they take the mound, which if you were to pull a pitcher before six innings, you would have to pull your DH. It would force you to go a little bit longer, and the thinking is that the goal would be so guys do not sit there and try to throw 100 miles an hour.
So it's to save arms.
And burn their arm out.
You know, I didn't look at it from that perspective because I sat here before the show and I told you, Ken, I'm like, is this really a problem that needs fixed? Like, I like the advantage right now that the Guardians have with their bullpen, that if we get into our bullpen earlier and other teams have to get into their bullpen earlier, we have the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Does this nullify some of that advantage? Obviously, yes. Every year is different. Normally, we have great starting pitching. So,
three big concerns that they would discuss with this. And they've discussed what would nullify a requirement to go six innings. One, he throws 100 pitches. So if you get to 100 pitches and you're in the fifth inning, you can pull him. Two, he gives up four or more earned runs. So if they just are booting the ball around one day in a weird May game, you still have to be out there. Or he gets injured with a required injured list stint to avoid manipulation. So if he gets hurt out there and you take him out, he's gone for, I would imagine, at least 10 days.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea by Major League Baseball.
You don't think, ask the question.
Our bullpen is our strength. Maybe, yeah. I don't want to send Logan Allen out there for the sixth inning when he's already been getting tattooed. But if he's giving up more than four earned runs, we can pull him out anyway.
Those three things that you just read really helped my questioning on it. I still think four earned runs is too high.
You would like it lower.
Yeah, I think three? It's got to be three. Just because I think four a game gets away from you.
Well, yeah, but now
especially if it's the fifth, you know, or it's the top of the sixth or whatever. You haven't went your required six innings yet.
See, I'd still rather go four.
You're probably over 100 pitches there. I'm sure that's an anomaly thing.
Yes.
But I would worry as a manager that four runs is, I mean, We need a grand slam now to get us back into it with one swing.
Kluber's not the example I would think of. Let me think of Tristan McKenzie here as an
example. I've heard of him.
He gives up a lot of taters. So say you get Tristan McKenzie, top of the first inning, gives up a tater.
Yep.
All right? Say he might finish the inning with 12 pitches.
Correct.
Gets him out in the second inning, comes out in the third, walks a batter, walks the number nine hitter, leadoff hitter comes up, gives up another tater. It's 3-2 Twins. At that point, under your rule, you could take him out. But he could still pitch and his pitch solid. He's just given up one walk, a base hit, and one walk, a home run, and another tater. It's still a good outing. That's why I think the four earned runs is okay.
But the problem with the four earned runs is if you're at three earned runs and now he's walked the bases loaded and he's still only got three earned runs out there, you're normally pulling him out
right at
that point.
Oh, yeah.
You're not letting, in fact, You get two guys on, you're pulling them out. You're not giving them a chance to get them loaded.
Then you're,
so it sucks. You might be giving up seven earned runs in that point.
Then it's on him to get it done because then you're pulling out your DH. So that puts even more pressure on the starting pitcher to get you to six, which means, hey, maybe I don't need to be throwing the ball through the wall here. Maybe I need to paint the corners here a little bit better. And hey, maybe a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, not right down the pipe, but a 92-mile-an-hour fastball that's low and away that can get me a ground ball and get me out of this inning is going to be okay.
But it's interesting to me that everybody's trying to find more ways to fix baseball. I was one of those people. And the minute they sped the game up, I'm like, that to me was the problem. All these other things were not the problem to me. Maybe the shift a little bit. And obviously they've gone about fixing that to some extent. I'm loving the state of affairs in baseball right now. I'm loving the game speed, the pace of play.
Mm.
I think the games are more entertaining now.
The starting pitcher has become the free safety. They are taking him away. We don't get Steve Atwater and Ronnie Lott anymore. We're not getting those type of big hits. Ed Reed no longer.
I just wonder.
Gets to go lay people out.
Kenny,
now the starting pitcher has to rush through things.
I'd like to wait on this though.
I have a point about that right at the end of the segment.
I'd almost like to wait another year. I think this is too quick. This is too early to start calling this a huge item that needs to be fixed. How many guys have to get Tommy John surgery
before you're satiated, Lyman, before it has to be proven to you? How many guys have to go under the knife for this to be proven to you?
Well, not, if you're saying that, then don't we have to look back in high school and college before we worry about the Major League Baseball product right now? I think you need to nip it in the bud earlier.
High school and college products are basically, with the exception of all the craziness that goes on with travel ball and all that stuff, I think those products are fine when you go out and watch them.
My point is, and in reading with Jeff Passan, who's become the foremost expert on this, he wrote a whole book about it, the Tommy John thing is not a Major League Baseball problem. It's a problem of kids' development before they even get to Major League Baseball.
Tell me more.
That they're throwing their arms out. They're so fixated on speed. They're so fixated on that number at a much earlier age.
So you're telling me the damage has already been done by the time they get to the bigs. That I did not take into account. Then that would have to be discussed. You're just going to eventually have responsible people in charge of stuff and not have people thinking that all their sons are all going to be major leaguers. But that's a totally different comment. By the way, I'm sitting there ripping on people who said their sons are going to be major leaguers. Axel got number 20 last night, and I started showing him Brian Dawkins highlights on YouTube.
Start to get excited. I mean, when you got to practice with the ones, that's a
wow.
It's a whole different
awesome weapon
state
axe
of affairs
coming for your ass.
He goes, who wears number 20? I go, Pierre Strong. And he goes, oh, well, who wears number 20 on defense? I go, well, no one wears number 20 on defense with the Browns, but I was like, I got a player to show you. And I was not going to show him Ed Reed.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.